This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. This time of year, people spend a lot of time working in their gardens, and good gardeners pay attention to their soil. Just like above ground, there's a diverse world of wildlife below ground, competing for space and nutrients, and performing roles that support life on Earth. Bacteria species by the thousands, root fungi that deliver nutrients to plants, worms, ants, and other insects, aerating the soil and adding nutrients through their droppings, and, in death, as their bodies decay. To avoid upsetting that unseen world and the nutrients in it, some gardeners don't rototill their soil. The more nutrients in garden soil, the more nutrients in the food it provides. Mimicking nature, gardeners add a top dressing of mulch that retains moisture. In the natural world, a layer of decaying leaves provides that service. As for dirt, by definition, that's soil that gets displaced, dumped as fill along roadsides, perhaps. Dirt has lost its home place, the living community and long history that build soil. It's lifeless, but given enough time, soil can build up again, slowly, as leaves fall and decay, and a few plants adapted to poor soils grow and decay too. More often than not, our soils are abused, compacted, stripped, moved, eroded, treated like dirt. As we tend our yards and gardens on Memorial Day, respecting soil organisms, mulching, adding compost and other soil amendments, treading lightly, we're doing good work. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.